Paul, if we can start off, can you give us an update on Adam Lowry today and the non-contact?
Yeah, so he's not ready to go for contact would be the answer. We're hopeful that the California trip's an option. So he'll come with us to get a skate tomorrow morning. We'll get him a skate before the van game and then hopefully get him into contact after that.
What about Matthias?
He's day-to-day. We don't think it's overly significant, but he didn't progress the way we had hoped over the week. All of these guys, Tanev, Lowry, stayed and trained every day and rehabbed. We didn't get him. Tanev's good. He's in. He's ready to go. He healed the fastest. The other one is Mason. He's got a concussion. So he's out. The rest of them, Scheif's doing well. He's coming along, but he's still in the middle of his time frame, so he's right where we think he should be.
What's it like getting your group back today? What's the key focal point for you?
Just get them to touch the puck and get them up and down the ice as much as we could. Try to get as close to that game pace. A lot of guys, you can tell, I mean, I think they all did something over the week. They trained because they got through it pretty good. It was a bit of that's a drop in the mic there, Munzee. Nice. I think this might be over. So just getting them back up to that, it's tough. 5 days off. I mean, 3 days off. We used to talk about the All-Star break or the Christmas break being a long break, but this one's a different challenge. So try to get them to do simple things, not overcomplicated, get them up and down the ice. They did. They got through it pretty good.
Paul, is it helpful that Calgary's sort of coming off the same sort of thing here?
Yeah, that's the fair part about this. Over last year, they matched it, right? Matched teams that were coming off the break at the same time.
That was intentional?
Yes. I believe it very intentional because that was the complaint. You sit for five and you come and get a team who's right in rhythm and rolling. So it's matched right now, and we all have the same issues to deal with.
What's your thinking on Hutch? How do you think you'll use him, or do you think you will use
him? We'll use him the same way I think we would consider using Mace at this point, right? So we'll take a look at the van game because it's back-to-back, but it's a different kind, right? It's a day and a half, so that leaves a little bit more of a door open. But we're going to do a bunch of time zones here in the next four games, so we'll try to be aware of that.
Wheeler, Laine, and Kopp went down there.
All good.
No problems?
No, we just waited until they got out of the way and started the next drill. Yeah, you know, first real heavy contact to practice, right? Get used to it for tomorrow. No, they all finished. They're all fine.
You said Steve concussion again?
Correct.
How do you feel for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real challenge with his injuries and then the amount of time he's been out. It's been a challenge for him, but we can rely on the fact that going into it, he's got some experience with it. If there's a positive in that, so he knows how this works, what to look for, what to take care of, and you know, you get healed up. For a veteran goalie, it's one game, right? You get in one game, you feel good, and then you're right back to where you were. But it's a challenge for him, for sure.
Shot in practice, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't stop the practice. He felt fine after it. It was actually a couple of days after. You know, we had some guys with kind of cold and flu at that time, so all of the symptoms sometimes get a little bit masked, but he didn't kind of come out of it, so he got tested.
How concerning are two of them so quickly?
Those are the bigger ones, right? It doesn't. You still go by the exact same protocol. You wait till he feels good. You slowly amp up the heart rate until he can get pushed really hard. Then once that happens and he gets some consecutive days of that, you test him and away he goes. But you don't, I don't know that you're more cautious. I think we're cautious on all of them, but you're certainly waiting for a couple of really good days before you start pushing this one too fast.
And Hutchinson, he acknowledged, I think the word he used was some awkwardness that in the people that he's been trying to prove wrong, by playing well in the AHL, he's now here to help them. How do you see him in his demeanor and the whole dynamic?
You know what? That's the job, right? That's the challenge of that job. When you get put to the three hole in the goaltending, you're not on the team. You can go from first line to fourth line and still be on the team, but there's not a lot of room with goaltending, and you have to play. So that's the real challenge for Mikey. we'd say he's done it right. At the end of it, this is all performance-based, and he's gone down and done everything that he could do to get a chance to be the guy that got called up this time, and he did. And then very probably he's going to get himself into a game, and that's the chance again. All players go through that, and then they realize, especially early, and then I mean, this is not based on his age, it's based on the number of games, you never actually arrive. Right, you prove it every day, and he'll get a chance. And his performance says he's done everything he needs. Hasn't been easy or fun for him, but he's done it right.
Paul, sorry, just to clarify, was it a practice or a morning skate that?
Morning skate.
Morning skate.
Just wanted to ask about Roslovic. Where do you see him at right now? And because of the way you were using him before the break, does that mean he might be here to stay?
Oh, nothing's permanent in this league, but he's here for now, and he has an opportunity. I've liked him on the right wing. There's just so much more at center, and it's not fair. I put a small bit of time here at center or there in a game that wasn't really great for us. So, but I have liked what he's done on the right wing, and he kind of fits into that template that we had. He's playing fourth line right wing, and he's on the power play as well, where he can do some good things. But I've liked his game. The things you worry about with young players is their play along the walls and in his own end, and he's done a pretty darn good job there. He's actually excelled at it. He pulls them off the wall quick, makes good outlet plays. His defensive reads, they're a little simpler on the wing, but he's been pretty darn good with that too. So I'm happy with where he's at.